Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We are brought to you as usual by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Bovine Colostrum, Diet Rescue, and of course, Bovine Colostrum. Bovine Colostrum, you can go to their website to see the randomized double-blind controlled studies that show the benefits of these three. And by the way, we're getting a lot of information that DIA Rescue is very beneficial for people who step up their doses of Wegovia or Ozempic or Mounjaro or Zepbound. That is during the step up process, starting a day before and for 3 or 4 days afterwards, doing that seems to get them over the step up problems, the GI problems such as nausea or constipation or diarrhea that often occur. That's Dia Rescue. And of course, usually I take Bovine Colostrum as well as the Trubiotic brand of probiotics. In addition, we're brought to you by LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to their website and sign up for the free newsletter on longevity. The stories this week, this is 1209A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Xylitol and erythritol, other sugar alcohols, are linked to adverse cardiovascular events by clotting. That is, they increase your clotting. What's the easy way if you chew xylitol gum or you have erythritol or xylitol? Just take that baby aspirin a day, good for preventing cancers, colon, rectal, good for preventing heart attacks, especially recurrent heart attacks and ischemic strokes, but also decreases liver fat. We've gone over these enormous benefits, and there are some risks with aspirin, so check with your physician always before you do that. Xylitol and erythritol are the ones that were shown in first human studies, then in a mouse study where they activated platelets, and then in humans themselves, that they increase the risk of cardiovascular events. But again, taking that baby aspirin with a half of glass of warm water before and after, and of course, I always take Bovine Colostrum, which also decreases the effect of all non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as ibuprofen as well as aspirin. Those are really good things to do, if you will, and to have available. And to do if you're just trying to prevent yourself from having cardiovascular disease or fatty liver or colon, rectal, esophageal, or any of the other six cancers that aspirin a day, a baby aspirin a day, has been shown to prevent with. One of the unusual stories this week was that if you have hypoparathyroidism, that's a decreased function of your parathyroid gland, that you also end up with a problem with your memory. And this seems to be related to a change in the size of the hippocampus. Remember, there's only one organ in the body where size matters, and that is your hippocampus. So to keep a big hippocampus, important for cognitive function, one of the great things is get treated if you have hypoparathyroidism. How do you know if you do? Well, you should be getting in your annual physical a complete metabolic panel. It'll show up. Indication of that will show up there, and you'll want to get treated. So make sure you see your physician at least once a year for that complete metabolic panel, as well as a lipid panel and a test of some inflammatory markers, a complete blood count, and a urinalysis. Those are all routine with almost every physician preventive care visit. Smoke exposure from California wildfires is dangerous. Why? those small particles get into your lung and into blood vessels, causing inflammation throughout the body. So 52,000 early deaths from California wildfires, and probably an equal number from the Canadian wildfires and the Pacific Northwest wildfires that also came last year. Seems like we're having more every year, but wildfires are to a degree preventable by treating the forest and the areas around homes, etc., with precautionary treatments. I'm part of a camp every summer. We go out to California, and part of our job is to thin the campground from, if you will, excess foliage so that it will help prevent those wildfires in that area. 1999 to 2020, diet quality improved a little bit. What do we mean by a little bit? Well, it went up from about 0.45 having excellent diets to 1.8%. And yeah, the group that had horrendous diets went from about 50% of Americans down to about 44% of Americans. Traditionally, really good improvement, but not any place near where it needs to be if we're going to decrease medical costs, decrease disability, and have all of us live longer and younger. GLP-1, a new GLP-1, it's called survodutide. You know, semaglutide and tirzepatide are GLP-1s. Well, this one is a GLP-1 as well as a GIP, just like Mounjaro and Zepbound. It also showed improvements in fatty liver disease, and you'd expect that because fatty liver disease largely results from, if you will, the overconsumption of calories and the development of obesity. And that's what the GLP-1s, that semaglutide, Ozempic, and Wegovy, and tirzepatide, Mounjaro, and Zepbound get rid of. The other story that is disturbing, if you will, is that teens are modifying their electronic cigarette and putting in both nicotine and cannabis into it. Bad, 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 because it's one, it's not controlled. Two, it increases a lot of particles. As you know, I told you the story about the particles from, and I want to make sure I get them, from the wildfires in California killing 52,000, and those from Canada and the Northwest probably doing an equal job over the 10-year period in the U.S. Well, guess what? One e-cigarette or electronic delivery cannabis nicotine delivers 8 times, it's incredible, right? 8 times the particles in the surrounding air compared to a regular cigarette. Horrible. And those all increase inflammation, not only in the person smoking them, but in those around that person, or when they leave that area and leave the particles in that area. Another story of things to avoid is, this is one of things to get rather than avoid, that is, financial incentives help teens lose weight. So giving them money, and had to be enough, help them lose weight. Those are the top stories on this week's, if you will, medical news of the week, 1209A. 1209A, the latest medical news of the week, what it means to you, brought to you by Life First Naturals, the makers of Dye Rescue, as well as Bovine Colostrum and Truebiotics, and Longevity Playbook is our other sponsor. Sign up for their free newsletter on longevity at longevityplaybook.com. Key points, If you want to take xylitol and erythritol sugar alcohols as a way of sweetening your food and not having a problem from it, make sure you're taking a baby aspirin a day with that half glass of warm water before and after and the bovine colostrum. Get a checkup every year and make sure your doc goes over the blood tests with you to rule out early indications of hypoparathyroidism so you can avoid the cognitive decline that's associated with it. And yes, there are cures for that. And remember, if you're in or near a wildfire, stay inside, use a HEPA filter. If you're in a car, get a HEPA filter in the car too. Make sure your filter is up to snuff. And if you have to go and exercise inside on those days in a place that has a HEPA filter. And if you have to go outside, well, it's a good place to use those excess K95 masks you've left over from COVID. Remember, a key point is don't let your teen modify an electronic nicotine delivery system. Don't let them use it at all. Don't let them start smoking at all or vaping. And if you want your child to lose weight, financial incentives seem to work not only in us old folk, but in the young folk as well. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to 1209A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Thank you for our listeners for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. I've seen a couple of the stories for 1210A. They're outstanding and really important medical stories, even more important than this week's, but they're just being assembled now, so we'll have those next week. Our guest, by the way, at 1208B gave a really special talk or discussion about the concurrence of Parkinson's disease and inflammatory bowel disease with one common gene, the LRRK2 gene, and talked about what that means and what it means for preventing both inflammatory diseases as well as specifically inflammatory bowel disease and Parkinson's disease. We'll be back next week. We hope you are as well. Thanks very much for downloading us.